It is time for more live music here now. Peter Harper and Will Rideout have been our special guests here today on Live Music Friday on Current State. What are we about to hear here, guys?
This is one of the songs off the new CD called Let's Move, the CD called Show Your Love, and we thought we'd hit you with that one to try and tempt people to go, I've got to get this CD.
Oh, that's not a part of this, is it?
Well, you know, it's a tough business being original and not part of the pop scene. You have to work doubly hard to try and get your music out, and thank goodness for WKR and all those radio stations that support live music. It's a dying thing, you know.
Very good. Well, we appreciate the kind words. Let's hear the song.
Thank you. Well, there's nothing that we can't do. Well, it always seemed to get through. There's always strength in many numbers. Gotta stop from going under. Well, people say you can't change a thing, but I know if we work together, we can make this world much better. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move. Yeah, yeah. Let's move. So if someone try to put you down, all you gotta do is turn it all around. Well, don't you listen to a thing they say. Pretty soon it all just goes away. I have heard these kinds of things before. But if you want to get things started, keep your mind open-hearted and let's move. Let's move. Yeah, let's move. Let's move. You get when you're stuck in a hole. You gotta get yourself up and go. Get yourself in the groove. You gotta pick yourself up and move. Open up your eyes and you will see. Don't wait any longer than you need. Pack your bags, it's time to be free. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move, yeah. Let's move. Let's move.
Peter Harper and Will Rideout here live in Studio S on Current State's Live Music Friday. When I think of the didgeridoo, I don't anticipate swing, really, but you guys swing.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. I started doing it about 10 years ago. I actually knew a didgeridoo player who just came up and jammed with me one day back in Australia, and I guess I fell in love with the sound, and he toured with me for the first tour that I did over here when I was still coming from Australia flying over and touring and then going back. So I actually never saw a winter for like 10 years, which was fantastic. I'm making up for it now, though. But and so eventually, you know, after getting signed to Blind Pig Records, which was a Michigan-based record company, we ended up having to move over here. They didn't want me staying over there, so we had to move over. And I moved to beautiful Michigan and found out what a real winter was like for the first time ever. And I was shocked. I never even owned a jacket back then.
Play, you know, this is such an extraordinary sound that I think so few of our listeners have ever really heard.
Well, yeah.
Would you mind just improvise for 15 or 20 seconds on
Well, first of all, just so people know, it's actually a hollow piece of eucalyptus tree that is emptied out by termites, and so it's a hollow piece of wood. And the way that they play it is they put their lips on and virtually blow a raspberry, but you have to blow in and out at the same time, the circular breathing. And that's the hardest thing. Here we go.
Now, we'll give you 30 seconds to catch your breath here.
Yeah.
Is that tuned to a, is that a tuned instrument?
Yeah, these ones are. Naturally, obviously, out in the middle of the desert, I'm not worried about tuning them, but it's become a commercial enterprise now. And, you know, for people in bands, of course, I have to have them tuned to this one, particular one's in D, have another one in C, another one in F, and then I have the Plastic Fantastic, which is just a piece of PVC pipe with a plumbing collar on it so you can act like a trombone. It's kind of weird.
How about that? When you're sitting next to people on planes and you're describing Harper and Midwest Kinds music, how do you describe it?
You go ahead, Will.
Will Rideout.
It's good
here.
To have someone else.
Well, I was going to say, when I was sitting on a plane flying back from Australia and describing it, the words that we like to use are world blues fusion, because we feel like Peter's music, because it's all the music we play is the music that Peter writes and produces himself.
You're based in Grass Lake now, Peter?
I do. Beautiful tropical Grass Lake. Yeah.
What about you, Will?
I live in Lansing.
And where did the name Midwest? You're only half of the band, I understand. There's two other members. What instruments are we not hearing today that people will hear tonight in Ann Arbor and tomorrow night in Lansing?
The drums, a fantastic drummer, Mario. And James, who's probably sleeping still, he's the bass player. And it's pretty much a four-piece electric band, but we do the acoustic thing as well. Kind of like that.
You've been at this a while now. Have you generated a fan base, a following?
I hope so. Yeah. We seem to be gone are the days of playing to two people in some little tiny bar. So
good.
Thank goodness.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was over 10 years of touring the world, not just the States, but Italy, Germany, Belgium, everywhere.
How far afield do you go these days with the other three members of the band? Do you go across the Atlantic?
Will came with me to Australia in November and had his first real Australian food that we eat, like meat pies.
You have those in Britain, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't.
Not as good as the Aussie
not
ones.
Not like they do in Australia. Is that it? You got a new CD out called Show Your Love. This makes how many CDs for Harper and Midwest Kind?
Oh, goodness. 10, I think.
10 altogether.
I had four with before, and then I had a couple of other. It's about 10 CDs.
Very good.
Whew.
Well, you guys put together a great sound. We're glad you have been able to join us here today. Remind us where your shows are again. Tomorrow night in Lansing at the Robin Theater. Where is tonight's show in Ann Arbor again?
It's the Mash Bar, they call it, just downstairs from the Blue Tractor. What street is that? It's like, I can't remember. You can look on my website, though.
Liberty University, Michigan.
It's Washington.
Washington, that's it. Yeah.
Washington Street.
Washington. Yeah, right in the heart of the craziness there.
Very good. We are going to let you play us out. I'll remind our listeners that we are back on Monday morning here on Current State and all of next week. Peter Harper of Harper and Midwest Kind, along with Will Rideout. We wish everybody a great weekend.
Thank you.